Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, July 6th. I'm Ray Graff. Today's show combines one of the essential components of the American diet, cheese, and a little bit of a history lesson. With the help of the folks from the Cheshire Cheese Fest, we'll learn how and why a 1,234-pound chunk of cheese made its way from western Massachusetts to the White House. I can't wait for that story. I have no idea. Joining us today, Justin and Leah Krushna, who helped to organize Saturday's festival, and Food Friday favorites Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. There is a big festival of cheese coming up in Cheshire, and we'll tell you all about it. 800-348-2551. Another cheesy edition of Food Friday on the way. Well, hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Today, we'll find out why the small western Massachusetts town of Cheshire is etched into our nation's history of cheese. Joining us on this Food Friday are Justin and Leah Krushna. They helped create the Cheshire Cheese Fest, which is holding its second annual event tomorrow. Both are founders of the Cheshire Community Action Team. Also in the studio, Food Friday favorites Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. That's right. That's why we have the 8-second delay, because Tony is here. Their shop offers a variety of garlic salts, mixes, rubs, spices, and much more. Justin, Leah, Tony, and Darby, welcome to Food Friday.
Welcome. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Great to have you here, and we got a lot of cheese to talk about here, some great food. The number to call if you have a question about cheese is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Before we get into this tale of the huge block of cheese and Thomas Jefferson, let's just find out how our buddy Tony and Darby are doing today. How is it going?
Really good. Really good.
How has the summer treated you so far?
Going by too fast.
Yeah? What's happening?
Farmers markets, a couple festivals.
Yeah.
New creation. We have a smoked umami,
which
I brought today. Have nothing to do with making anything in it. It's just a very robust Pacific flake salt that melts in your mouth with black and white ground pepper in it. Mm. You could put it on your finger to your toe and take a bite of any. It's unbelievable.
I guarantee you I will not be putting salt on my toe.
Like catching a bird, like a robin on the tail. Try it anywhere.
And you know, I've actually looked at Darby with a couple of these questions, but she hasn't been able to get a word in edgewise. Darby, how are you doing?
I am great. We're having a good summer.
So far, so good?
So far, so good. We haven't melted.
And you have somehow gotten yourself into this Cheshire Cheese Fest.
We did it last year because these nice people heard us on your show.
Really?
Yep.
So you're the two who listen.
And they're huge fans of yours.
They're huge fans. Yes.
Well, huge fans.
Justin and Leah, and I'll say your name properly, hopefully Krushna.
Got
Perfect.
It.
You started this Cheshire, or one of the ones who started this Cheshire Cheese Fest last year.
Yes, we did.
It's pretty exciting. And tell us this story. Now, I had no idea that Thomas Jefferson liked cheese, but tell us this story about why this Cheese Fest is in Cheshire.
The Cheese Fest is in Cheshire because in the early 1800s, when Thomas Jefferson was up for election and the president, the town unanimously voted for him to become president, mm-hmm. the only town in Berkshire County that actually supported Jefferson.
Huh.
And that's because the town elder, John Leland, was an acquaintance or friends with Jefferson.
Right.
So he pushed the town to vote for him. And fast forward, and as a celebration, they decided to take approximately the milk from 900-ish cows.
Wow.
All the dairy farmers in town
wow.
gave up their milk for this giant cheese. Now, they didn't have any cheese maker to put it in, so they decided to use a local cider press.
Yeah.
And they used a 4-foot round cider press, and the end cheese was 1,234 pounds, 4 foot round and 18 inches thick. And we're going to have some scale models of that cheese
wow.
at the festival.
Do we know what kind of cheese it was?
It was a raw milk cheddar.
Yeah. And would they roll it on down to Washington? How'd they get it there?
Yeah, they actually, in late November, took it by sleigh and oxen, and then they put it on the river and eventually into D.C. in January 1802.
Wow! And this is all true? You didn't just make this up so you could have a cheese fest?
No, there's actually a couple local authors wrote some about it, presented you with one of the books.
Look at that, yes. The Mammoth Cheese Event, When America Watched Cheshire by Barry Emery. What a great book. You know, I figure 1,200 pounds of cheese. How many Ritz crackers did Jefferson need for this?
Was Ritz even around back in the 1800s?
Lots of bread.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. We talk cheese today with the folks from the Cheshire Cheese Fest and our buddy Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel here from Rolling Rock Farm. What happens at the Cheese Fest? What do we do? Leah?
We got lots of craft vendors. We got cheese vendors, food vendors. We got stuff for kids, bouncy houses, a clown. We have carnival rides this year.
Yeah.
So there's something for everyone.
When I think about cheese, I always think about clowns. So
right. You know, it just goes together.
That's great, though. And you have all different kinds of cheese. How many different kinds of cheese will we have tomorrow?
I think we have seven vendors.
Seven different cheese vendors. We don't know the exact number that they're bringing, but the local farm makers, they'll bring a decent amount of cheese. And then we also got some cheese donated from some local companies who couldn't make it.
Local
Whitney's Farm Stand donated some cheese to present for the festival. We got some volunteers serving cheese. So there'll be seven tables filled with cheese. And not only just specific to cheese, every food vendor as well will do some sort of food product.
Now, why cheese. You two? Why did you get involved with this?
We just care about the community. We've lived there our entire lives, grown up there. Ever since we got married, we've lived in Cheshire. So it's been 35 years pretty much off and on in Cheshire. Grew up there. We're raising our two kids in Cheshire. So we wanted to do something to help out the community. We learned that the Cheshire Elementary School was going to be closing. So in a panic, we thought, well, we need to do a fundraiser and have a big festival. And being that the Mammoth Cheese is the biggest history of the town, right in downtown we have a statue of the cheese press.
Oh, nice.
So when you walk by, you're like, well, what is this big Mammoth Cheese Press or Cider Mill? So I asked around some of the local agencies, do we have a cheese festival? Oh, it's been kicked around the idea. So I was like, we're going to do it this year.
Brilliant. And so last year was a success. You're hoping for bigger this year?
We're hoping, yeah.
And presumably you both like cheese.
Yes.
Because it would be hellish if you were lactose intolerant and you had to do this. You brought some food. Let's talk about that first.
Okay, so we'll start with Tony because he's the one who invited us here, but he started with his cheese.
By the way, just for the record, this is the longest Tony's ever been silent on a Food Friday.
Out of respect to the cheese people. Oh, man, I'm just listening and learning. I bought about a 6-pound cheddar cheese. I just do smoked cheese.
I bring it
to the brink of melting. It puts a toasty flavor. It's not a rind on it, but it puts a toasty flavor that people just freak out over. And I've expanded from just cheddar and some Gouda to I did mozzarella, Swiss. I've done Havarti.
I tried the provolone. Swiss last time, and it was out of this world.
Oh, a turkey sandwich is killer.
Oh, that's a great
idea. The whole pound of turkey. To die for, too.
What is that, the provolone?
The provolone and the Munster. They're the ones
Munster.
I like.
I think I had the Munster as well last time.
That was her favorite cheese. I said, I'm going to smoke it. I thought Munster meant stuff in German, but it's really actually a good cheese.
Well, you thought Munster meant what in German? Okay, good. Good boy.
Good
boy. And then I see a platter with some sausages and some sliced cheese. What is that?
So the platter of the sausage is from Mountaintop Country Meats in Savoy, a little butcher who uses local beef, local farm products, and one of those small businesses that you can tell who really put some time and passion into creating his own. From the start, we got some cheesy kielbasa, horseradish cheddar kielbasa, some jalapeno kielbasa, sausage, and pepperoni, and I paired it with some local cheeses.
Mm. What kind of cheese do we have here?
Those are just two cheddars. One's a porter cheddar, so I actually brought a porter if you wanted to compare it side by side.
Oh, you brought some beer. Yeah, okay.
You got to pair
That's good.
Cheese and beer. I mean, people say wine and cheese. I say beer and cheese.
You're already going up the list in my estimation here. That's very smart. So, but one of the cheese is more pale. So which one is that? Is that the porter cheddar?
Nope, that's just the regular cheddar out of Grafton, Vermont.
And the one that's more yellow here on the left is the porter cheddar?
The porter cheddar.
Oh, I'll be darned. Does the aging make it look more pale? I mean, there's a clear difference in the color here.
The one is aged for 1 month, and I believe the color is because of the porter.
Yeah.
It's a little darker, adds to the color of it.
Very interesting. All right, let's take a quick break here, and let's have some food during the break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. Let's take a few calls, too. 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto, Darby Weigel, and we have Justin and Leah Krushna. Yeah, close enough. And we're talking cheese. We'll be back.
For WAMC comes from Big Y, helping to provide local schools with much-needed supplies and equipment through the Education Express program. Details at BigY.com. Act Smart New York, Saratoga Springs, offering individualized outpatient counseling and Suboxone treatment for opioid use disorder and medical treatment for alcohol problems. ActSmartNewYork.com. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, located in the Old Town Hall, Sunderland, Massachusetts, open Tuesday through Sunday at 5, featuring outdoor dining on the patio and front porch throughout the summer. BlueHeronDining.com. The Egremont Village Inn, presenting Burt Murder, local avant-garde rock on Friday, July 6th, the BTUs on Saturday, July 7th, karaoke every Wednesday, tickets and information at TheBarn.com. George Propane, Goshen, Massachusetts, family owned and operated for over 75 years, serving Western Massachusetts with propane and full-service heating and plumbing installation services and deliveries, GeorgePropane.com. And Capital Roots, making fresh local produce accessible to Capital Region neighborhoods. Healthy, affordable food should be a right, not a privilege. CapitalRoots.org for more.
Welcome back to Food Friday on WAMC. Ray Graff here. The number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. You like cheese? This is the program for you. Justin and Leah Kruzna are here. They helped create the Cheshire Cheese Fest, which is going on tomorrow, the second annual event tomorrow in Cheshire, Massachusetts. Also here, Food Friday favorites Tony Carlano and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The food's good. The beer's good, too. What's the beer?
That's from Shire Brewing out of Dalton, Mass. They're a brand-new brewery just opened up last year. He's been craft brewing for as long as I've known him, about 10 years, Andrew Crane and Nick Whalen. So they started the brewery about a year ago. They just opened up a restaurant as well. They're going to be at the festival pouring beers.
This is a very I've had coffee beers before, but you get a real blast of coffee with this stuff. This is delicious.
Yeah, they did a local collaboration with a local coffee roaster.
Mm-hmm.
Six Point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, this is delicious. And it goes well with the cheese. I had the horseradish kielbasa. Outstanding. And I think I paired that. I don't know if I have it correctly. The straight cheddar is the one right here, or is that the porter cheddar?
Yeah, so that's the straight cheddar. The
okay,
porter
I had
cheddar
that.
Is the little bit.
This is the porter cheddar here that's a little darker.
I figured that would pair well with the beer.
And so it does. And so it does. All right, Darby, you're the only one not eating. Say something.
What would you like to hear? We have cheese that we push with black truffle salt on it.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean you push?
Well, we offer to our
your
customers.
Dealer? Your cheese dealer?
Cheese dealer. Delicious.
Cheese florets.
All right.
These are cheese florets that he made with a special machine. They come out looking like flowers.
Really?
Yep.
A Tête de Moine machine. It's a Tête de Moine French cheese. It's soft. It's like a swirl cutter, a blade. It rolls like those little fancy vegetables you see in restaurants.
Yeah.
But with
the
cheese.
You can do it with cheese.
And we sprinkle a little black truffle on it. Oh,
where did you
God.
Get a device like that, Tony?
Somebody had it on Facebook.
Probably
and it says,
Amazon.
I got to go on that big WWW and get me one. Had one in 2 days.
Well, let's try it. So you're going to put some of your black truffle salt
on it?
It's on there.
Oh, it's on there. All right.
Have a piece.
All right. Don't mind my fingers.
No.
Don't worry.
All right.
We do have toothpicks.
Nobody's
died
from that stuff since 1952.
Isn't that delicious?
Mmm.
Black truffle salt on anything is delicious.
Wow.
This is the happiest room in the world with all this cheese and meat. Oh.
Yeah, not bad.
People could only imagine.
What time does the Cheshire Cheese Fest start tomorrow?
11 a.m.
And where is it located in Cheshire?
191 Church Street.
And where? And okay, so how long does it go?
Till 4 p.m., 5 hours.
All right, and you think you can handle that for five full hours?
It's a long 5 hours, but we can definitely. We did it last year. And
well, thankfully, the weather broke. It's not going to be 1,000 degrees tomorrow, so you'll be in good shape. Well, this is great. And is there a website for this?
There is, CheshireCheeseFest.com.
CheshireCheeseFest.com, and we'll have a list of vendors and everything else there.
Yes.
That's exciting, and the town is behind you 100%.
Yes, they are.
Let's go to the phones, 800-348-2551. We have Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel and Justin and Leah Kruzna here today as we talk cheese on a Food Friday. Buck in Ravenna. Buck, you're first.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good.
I was just wondering, I heard the gentleman say something about smoking cheese, and I was kind of wondering, at what temperature does that cheese start to actually melt down? What would be, like, the highest temperature you could smoke cheese at? And I'm going to hang up my phone and turn up the radio, okay? Thank you very much.
Sure.
98.6. It's too hot. Got to keep it about 95 degrees or below. Mm. Sometimes if it gets a little bit more, it melts through, and that's actually preferred if I get it right to the brink of melting. Sometimes I go to sleep and forget about it, and in the morning I got a few drips on it, but that's actually
only 95
golden brown.
Degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the same for all varieties of cheese?
Most all seem to do the same thing. I thought the Havarti would be a softer or even a mozzarella, but they all seem to do the same thing. A sharper cheddar, a little bit harder, will take a little more abuse on that. But
so when you smoke the cheddar or whatever, provolone or whatever, you're getting it very hot and you're adding wood smoke?
It's a semi-hot smoke. A lot of cheeses are smoked a cold process with a hickory smoke that gets bitter, sooty, and people don't like smoked cheeses. I don't like smoked cheese. When they try this, they have no idea they're eating smoked cheese. The cherry wood or fruit wood is very sweet, but right to the brink of melting. It took me quite a while to figure that out, and I actually put them in a little perforated tube with no hot coals on it. I tried hot coals. I lost too much cheese doing that, and constantly, babysitting back and forth, but this method is absolute killer to us.
At any given time at your house, how many cheeses are in progress? Why are you laughing, Darby?
Because there's a lot.
It's going all the time.
Really? It's like Santa's workshop for
cheese.
Even
in the wintertime, the shows we did, we went to a flower show in Hartford, and I sold 200 pieces in the second day of the show to people who remembered it.
At a flower show?
At a flower show, yeah.
That's a little odd.
They came specifically for that, paid the fee to get in.
Oh, boy.
He's got five or six smokers, so...
Really, yeah. All the time.
We can cook a lot of cheese.
So basically, there's no room for furniture. It's just smokers and
pretty much.
Yeah, and
pretty
you're okay
much.
With that?
It's okay.
All right, fair enough. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Darby Weigel and Tony Carlotto here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. They, of course, feature garlic salts and mixes and rubs and spices. Justin and Leah Krujna are here. They are two of the people who are behind the second annual Cheshire Cheese Fest, which is in Cheshire, Massachusetts, and it celebrates the grand history of cheese in Cheshire, which I didn't even know it existed.
Who knew, right?
Did you ever think about maybe you guys could have somebody do a historical recreation of the cheese itself?
Yeah, we were talking about that. I actually looked around and talked to a bunch of cheesemakers, cheese farmers, and it's quite the process, especially. So this year we had Cream of the Crop Farm going to bring a 25-pound mini cheese,
nice.
And even making 25 pounds was kind of a process.
It's a lot of cheese.
It is a lot of cheese, and it gets kind of expensive when you bring in that sort of weight. So to do a 1,234-pound cheese, right now we're not up to that level yet.
Is there any indication in history whether Thomas Jefferson had any of the cheese? Presidents get a lot of gifts, and sometimes they probably never make it to the president.
I was curious what they did with all that. He did with all that cheese.
It said rumor had it, or it lasted approximately 4 years in the White House.
Really?
Yes.
It said somewhat to Monticello. I read an article a little bit made of its way there too. And
so he
him.
Did eat the cheese.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
He's a big foodie.
And then he couldn't actually take it as a gift, so he wrote a check to pay for it to the town of Cheshire.
Wonder how much it was worth in those days.
I think it was $200 that the check.
That's
was.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Well, the number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a question about cheese or seasonings, what's new over at Rolling Rock?
We got a new smoke salt, smoked umami, I call it.
Yeah, now what is that?
It's a very robust Pacific flake. Flake salt melts in your tongue a little bit faster.
Let me try it.
It's a richly, I put it on a, what I'm going to do is put it on a piece of cheese for you that hasn't been smoked yet.
Okay, fair enough.
Because you having trouble with cucumbers.
Yeah, I love them. Don't get me wrong. Get a little agita from them. You know what I mean?
Let's just hit this.
Okay.
Okay. That's just
all right. Look at that.
Extra sharp.
Served to me with a
extra
knife.
Extra sharp Cabot cheese. So if you don't want to smoke your own cheese, you could apply this to anything. I put it on broccoli, chicken, pork, anything you put this on. I've been thinking about it for a while, but I finally made it last week, and I added it to my pig topping. So now it's pig gas. So I got a new topping for pigs, too.
That's very nice. So tell us about this umami stuff here.
Umami is one of the five taste pleasures of sweet, sour, bitter, savory, and umami is a very rich flavor. I call it the smoke bomb, but I think it's got a better name of smoked umami. Umami, like black garlic, is a good example of umami, or your caramelization of a meat or something is a good example of umami, very rich taste with it. I'm just, I didn't grow anything that's in this, make anything that's in it. I didn't even smoke the salt that's in this, but it works on everything. I could probably
have pizza be good. So why are you doing it if you had nothing to do with it?
It's going
to
put 20 pounds on me and anybody I meet.
He came up with
tomatoes,
that and he put
eggs.
It together.
Oh, I understand.
My creation.
Yeah, that's part of it.
This is your creation.
Oh. But nothing had grew nothing or made nothing that goes in it.
Are you still growing the garlic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to bring you one today with the holes from the 4 feet tall with a swan top and a bottom. I forgot to bring it, but just to see what the whole plant looks like. And probably another month. I planted December 10th. I planted my last garlic. So,
you know, I think you or somebody on the show gave me a garlic to say, hey, put this out in the garden.
Mm.
Yeah, it didn't go so well. No. I mean, what's the trick?
Most people have a pretty good time with it. You know, nice plant it after two good frosts.
Yeah.
So it gets good roots in the ground and doesn't start growing too early. But most people have an easy time growing it. But.
And what are you growing this season?
We got mostly garlic, hot peppers. All the hot pepper sauce are going very good. My herbals like Scarborough Ferret, Parsley Sage, Rosemary Thyme, I can produce those herbs most of the year, are good.
Great, great. You brought wine. Who brought the wine?
Graham Farmhouse in West Stockbridge. We've had that the last couple of times here. We have a Woodruff white wine that goes good with cheese.
The white was very tasty.
And to close the show, if we're not loaded yet, we have a nice,
nice.
Fruity wine with some strawberries from Taft Farm.
Let me take a look
tonic.
At this.
This would be a color.
Yeah.
And I see some nice cider here. I'm a big cider fan.
Are you a cider fan?
Oh.
Well, the number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a question about cheese, and we have some experts here in the studio with us today, and seasoning and smoking cheese and all sorts of stuff, it is a Food Friday. And Leah and Justin Krushna are here. They are the brains, or some of the brains, behind the Cheshire Cheese Fest, which gets underway bright and early tomorrow and goes all day long in Cheshire, Massachusetts. And how much sleep will you get tonight?
Believe it or not, we'll actually get some sleep tonight because
really?
We prepped this week. Last night we didn't get much.
Last
we were up over midnight.
No sweet. Yeah.
Just
really?
Doing some last finalizations of the brochure and everything. So this morning we had some vendors that always come in the last week. So we like to wait in there so we do the brochure at the very end. So we printed it this morning before we came here.
But this is a lot of work,
it
right?
It is a lot of work, yeah.
And it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
And you are residents of the town and you just do it because you like. Not so much that you like cheese, I'm guessing. You like cheese?
Yeah, we like cheese too.
What about you, Tyler? You like cheese? Yeah? He's nodding his head. You want some cheese?
Yeah,
he does
been
want some.
All right, well, come on over and grab some cheese, young man. Young Tyler is here as well, and nice to see you. There you go. Have a piece of cheese. Just don't mind the knife that Tony is. That's very nice. Our number is 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. Let's go over to Sharon in Lanesboro. Sharon, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I have a question about whether or not cheese spoils, and I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Does cheese spoil, Tony?
I've got an experiment last
Good
year
story.
That you won't believe.
Oh, boy.
I found a piece of smoked cheese in my car after 3 months that was perfectly the same state as it was on day one, and it surprised me, and I had another piece the other day that I found it. When it grows green,
so you
it
just
starts
have cheese
walking.
In your car that you find under the seats?
It fell out of the seat. It was under the seat. I found it in October. And cheddar cheese lasts, cheese will take quite a bit of a muse. So when it gets green and slimy, it starts walking, which is rare. But most times, cheese is amazing to how far it goes.
Every time Tony's on, I want to mention this, that Tony is not a doctor.
No.
And you may want to get a second opinion before you eat the cheese that you left in the back of the station wagon for 6 months. But it worked for you.
It did.
And you still are apparently alive.
It's good. Load of probiotics. I can live to be 157
you know, all right,
now.
Now. Let's go over to line two. Matthew in East Greenbush. Matthew, you're on.
I'm just wondering if Darby enjoys her namesake cheese.
Darby cheese?
I don't know my namesake cheese.
Oh.
And oh, you don't? Well, you must seek out and find Sage Darby. It is one of my absolute favorite English cheeses.
Okay, you've given us a project.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Oh, the English cheese.
Well, that's all from me.
Thank
I'm
you, Matthew.
I'm just enjoying listening to you all. Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It very much.
We have Darby's Garlic Festival salt. It's the best garlic salt.
That
in the
is
world.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. We're joined today by Darby Weigel and Tony Carlotto of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, and Leah and Justin Krushna, who helped create the Cheshire Cheese Fest, which is tomorrow, the second annual event. You think 10 years from now you'll still be doing it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you will be.
So you're skeptical for sure.
No.
It's too much work, isn't
it's
it?
It's a lot of work.
As the kids get older, you know, we coach sports, and they tie us up every single night. So we do the festival late at night, 9 p.m. p.m., 10 p.m., and we lose a little bit of sleep over, but we're bringing in more people, and we have a group that helps us plan it. And
so basically what you're saying is you want to run for office someday, and this is going to feather your feather your cap, right?
Governor Khrushchev.
We are, yeah. That's a good ring to it, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, we already are involved in the town, so I'm part of the finance committee, and Leah's on the conservation commission, so it's all volunteer. We all give back to the community.
How many people live in Cheshire?
A little over 3,000.
Okay, so it's a small town.
Small town.
And historic town, obviously. And how big of an area does this Cheese Fest take up?
It's a 10-acre campus.
Oh, it's huge.
Well, so the school?
It's on the school grounds, which is no longer a school, but it's on the grounds, and it takes up probably at least half, 5-6 acres. It's spread out.
Oh, that'll be fun. And the weather should be fantastic. You lucked out. 800-348-2551 is the number. Matthew in Kingston. Matthew, you're on.
Hi. I was wondering if you guys had any recommendations for easy-to-make at-home raw milk cheeses.
Raw milk cheeses.
There'll actually be a New England cheese-making supply company there. They sell kits online, so you can check them out, or you can ask them in person at the festival if you're going to attend. If not, check out newenglandcheesemaking.com, and they sell homemade cheese-making kits.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Do you make any cheese, Matthew, at home? Have you tried?
Just cheese curds.
Oh, I love cheese curds. I would stop right there. If I had any ambition to make anything at all, that's what I would do. Well, hey, good luck, man.
It's the easiest thing.
Well, thank you very much for the call. 800-348-2551 on a Food Friday. It's all about cheese, and we have some sausages here and some wine and some cider. Should we have some cider, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let me add one more thing. Last year, I went to that thing. I've never seen so many happy people in my life at this event. We did 120 events last year. This was probably the happiest event. They had the greatest DJ that kept that place rocking all day long. It was the crowd that came out and the people come this year. You've got to come see it.
How many people you think you had last year?
Just over 800.
That's great.
Yeah.
For our first year, we weren't expecting that large of a turnout.
It was so nice.
Oh, we had a blast there last year.
Everybody loves cheese. I never ran into one person who says, I don't like cheese. I can't have cheese. But nobody's ever said, ever, I don't like cheese.
I'm trying to think. I think I know one person who doesn't like cheese.
Let me straighten him out.
Well, yeah, you might have some trouble with that one. Let's go to Fran in Pittsfield. Fran, you're on.
Hi. I have two questions. One is, where is their farm located in Sheffield? And the second is, do they sell their products any other place, like the...
Are you talking about Tony and Darby? I see.
Yes.
Is it actually a farm, or do you just call it a farm?
Bigger farm, don't we? We grow stuff.
How big is the farm?
1.32 acres with every square inch under cultivation. And some borrow land under cultivation.
And some animals.
Yeah.
What kind of animals?
Oh, a couple goats.
A lot of chickens. A lot of cats.
Less chickens now after the bobcat and the fox came to
a few weeks ago. Ouch. Okay.
We used to have turkeys. They're gone.
Now, when you guys just sell at events, you do 120
events? We're on the road usually 4 or 5 days a week. Try weekends for different festivals and things like that.
But you do have a website. And people can find out more.
Almost 50 people.
What is the website?
RollingRockSalt.com.
RollingRockSalt.com.
Golden? What?
Rolling.
Rolling Rock Salt.
Oh, Rolling Rock.
You betcha. Okay, Fran.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551 is the number. We're here today with Justin and Leah Khrushchev from the Cheshire Cheese Fest, which is tomorrow, and Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. So you have the chickens, and the bobcat and the fox came in.
Oh, yeah. Got the neighbor's chickens, the other neighbor's chicken. It just is funny that...
You ever think about putting them in like a house? Like
I just had them out for tick control, and it just was funny that things were going good, and... And they're silent killers, so.
Yeah, they are.
I don't want the raccoons having fun out there because I usually get them.
Yeah, he does get them.
The bobcat and the
fox. Are you sure you want to share how you get the raccoons on the radio?
No, nor the skunk either.
I was going to say, don't tell the skunk.
We got a skunk
once.
I look online, how do you get rid of the skunk? Put a black blanket over the thing, and one guy says, go up and kick the cage and show them who's boss and have somebody videotape.
Okay, I got a feeling we're treading on some very dangerous ground. Why don't we take a break? Tony Carlotto is here, 800-348-2551. Darby Weigel and also Leah and Justin Khrushchev. We talk cheese on a Food Friday, 800-348-2551.
Support for WAMC comes from Taste of Troy Food Tours. Tours of historic Troy and Albany, a progressive meal with a side of history. Now through October, tasteoftroyfoodtours.com for more information. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, outdoor market every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on River Street. Over 80 local farms and food vendors weekly. TroyMarket.org for information. The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee. BlackSheepDeli.com. Field Goods, local food from small farms delivered weekly to workplace and community locations, working to help people change the way they eat while supporting small, sustainable farms. Field-Goods.com. Big Elm Brewing, tap room open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 7 p.m., crafting ales and lagers in Sheffield, Massachusetts since 2012. BigElmBeer.com. And Lakeview Orchard and Farm Stand, 94 Old Cheshire Road, Lanesboro, Massachusetts. Pre-picked or you-picked cherries, peaches, apples, berries, pies, pastries, donuts, Polish specialties including galumpki, pierogi, LakeviewOrchard.com.
It keeps getting better. They're going to have cheesesteaks tomorrow, so now I know what I have to do.
You got to come.
You got to come.
It is 800-348-2551, the Food Friday program with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield. Also, newcomers to the program, Justin and Leah Krushna, who are sort of the brains behind the Cheshire Cheese Fest, which is having its second annual event tomorrow in Cheshire, Massachusetts. The cider is very good. What are we drinking here?
Headwater cider out of Holly, Mass.
Mm.
It brings you back to the roots of like what pure cider should taste like.
Yeah, not sweet at all.
No.
Delicious.
Oh, boy.
And that's in Holly, Mass.
Holly, Mass.
I'll be darned. That's really, really good stuff. And the cheesesteaks. Tell me again about the cheesesteaks, Justin.
So Big Daddy, Chef Xavier Jones, he opened his first location in Adams, Mass, and it took off, so he just opened his second location in Pittsfield. He's bringing the Philly style to Western Massachusetts, so he's going to be doing cheesesteaks. He does his beef brisket. I believe he's doing some nachos with cheese. And
really? And you know from the
He was right across from me last year, and I watched all day long. We were too busy. At the end, he still had brisket left, and that was the best brisket I ever had.
Okay, this is good.
Oh, man.
I mean, to get a good cheesesteak, I will travel a good distance, and that's a pretty good
distance.
He's
the real deal.
It's worth it.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. And then the big question, I guess, the mystery on everyone's lips, who will cut the cheese? My first guess would be Tony, but it's...
Not me.
No?
I believe
we can do it.
There's going to be a surprise guest who's going to cut the cheese.
Tomorrow. Yes.
I believe it'll be Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson is cutting the cheese tomorrow.
He's going to be cutting the Cheshire cheese.
That is amazing. Okay, well, this is getting more exciting all the time. The Cheshire Cheese Fest is tomorrow in Cheshire, Massachusetts. Justin and Leah Krushna are here, and the very well-behaved Tyler also here. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Once again, the number is 800-348-2551. You ever think about making cheese in your spare time? I know you have so much.
Well, we have a retirement plan. I mean, we also have some land, 8.5 acres, and we're in the future going to pick up another additional 8.5. So maybe our retirement plan will be something of farming.
Oh, that's cool.
And we were actually interested in maybe some cider, nothing like on the business side, but for ourselves.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones here. And Dan in Chazy, New York. How are things up in Chazy?
Good. Very good.
Good, man. You're on.
We're very nice here now.
Good. Yeah, it's cooled down a little bit here, too.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I were just asking this question. I usually am working to a daily department, and I usually see they had a cheese called Sweet Munchie. I've never heard anybody talk about it, but it's a cheese we found very good.
Can you say the name again?
Sweet Munchie.
Sweet Munchie?
Yes.
Anybody?
You would probably be in the deli department.
Well, no.
All cheese is good.
We don't know. Kind of describe that one for us, Dan.
It's a cheese just like American white cheese. But it's called Sweet Munchie.
Well, we haven't had that one, but now it's... Yep. You've mentioned it over about a 7-state area, so I'm sure people will want it.
Okay. Well, that's all was my question.
All right, Dan. Hey, thanks a lot.
And thanks for talking to me. First time I've ever heard the radio.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend up there in Chazy, New York. Our number is 800-348-2551. After, you'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, you bet.
You bet.
We'll miss it for the world.
What comes
one of the most fun events. I'm so happy we met you guys last year. And like I said, everybody happy. Kids playing nice. Nobody's heads are in their phone.
Well, I mean, that's great. And that's extremely rare.
It is. You don't see that.
Just hypothetically, is there an event that you don't like?
There are some I don't like.
Really?
This is at the top of the list.
There's a few we go
come.
Once and then we never return.
Yeah.
Not often.
And are you more troublesome than Tony, or do you?
Oh God, no.
No, you're more easygoing.
Yes.
Well, I would think you'd have to be.
Well, we kind of play well off of each other.
That's great. Let's go back.
No reason to get excited.
Nope.
I don't like it. Let's go to Mark in Salem. Mark, you're on.
Hi, Ray. I'm quoting an old movie, the Alec Guinness movie. I love cheese and all that stuff, but my doctors have a different opinion. And I said, "What's that?" He said, "Abstinence," because of cholesterol and stuff. What cheeses, whether they be goat cheese or feta cheese, or what is the lowest cheese in fat and cholesterol and the things that I shouldn't be eating?
Well, I don't know if we have a nutritionist. Tony pretends he's a doctor, and I'm sure he's going to pretend he's a nutritionist. But you can take a stab at it, Tony, if you want.
You tell your doctor he's full of cheese and you can eat anything you want.
No.
You got to be happy in life. If it's going to kill you, you're going to die happy.
Tell them about the lactose.
Mark, remember, our legal department is not endorsing what Tony just said. But, I mean, in your travels here, and you guys have tried a lot of cheese, what is a healthier cheese?
I don't know. It's all good. Nobody ever said they don't like cheese. Occasionally see people who are lactose intolerant. But cheddar cheese, especially Cabot cheddar cheese, because of the aging process, has no lactose in it. And if you're reading the label for sugars, if you see zero sugar in a cheese, it's usually lactose free.
Oh, really?
So you can eat that. Some people who say I'm lactose intolerant are happy to find that out. So, but again, we're no doctor, so you're
no,
out
you're
out
absolutely
of
not a doctor. But, what is that cheese over on the cutting board?
This one, I'm going to give you a piece of provolone. It's
got
to be a favorite.
Very nice. You want to share it with our guests as well?
Oh, yeah.
Justin and Leah want some cheese? Tyler, absolutely. You want a little provolone?
When I go to hunting and fishing field and I serve on a knife, this is not my shooting hand. This one is here. So this is the one that's got the shakes.
Oh.
A delicious tremor.
Mmm.
Thank you.
And this is not a rind.
But no, it's toasted cheese, and you can really taste the...
I mean, it looks like a rind. How do you do that?
It's your cheese, but by that slow smoking, it doesn't dry out. It's almost toasted by using a little bit of heat. Where cold smoking builds up a rind with like soot, you know, and the oily on it, and it's tough. You got to usually shave it off. Then it dries a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you can eat every bit of this too, and that's what I think makes this unique. This method of doing it, and that toasted flavor, because everybody, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I mean 99.9%. Oh, my God. I don't like smoked stuff, but I like this here. So
this is really delicious.
I was fortunate to stumble onto this. Just
it's not too salty. It's
my
nice.
Passion for pursuit of happiness is eating. So
beyond
sausage and bacon and all that. Although I give up gluten and sugar on Memorial Day, and I'm into seaweed. And we did the Clearwater Folk Festival. I couldn't find a sausage, hamburger, or hot dog in that place. I was next to a girl with vegan stuff. Holy man, did I find out some good stuff.
Really?
Eating that.
So now you're off of
chia
all the
pudding.
Meat and everything now?
Oh, the meat still counts. You're good bacon, meat, sausage still is in.
Okay.
But no more candy bars, bread. I still have my double hamburgers, throw the rolls to the chicken, and take those home to the chickens, but and doing that. So
our favorite new dessert is chia pudding. You make
chia
it out
pudding.
Of almond milk and chia seeds.
Yeah.
Little maple syrup. Sounds disgusting. It is outstanding.
Really?
Unreal. You would never guess.
It's delicious.
I'm the last person on earth who would say I'm going to try something.
Will wonders ever cease? I didn't see this coming. I got to be honest with you.
I made a hummus yesterday for the vegan people at the market. And they flipped out over it.
He did.
Darby, how long will this last?
Well, he was going to do it between Memorial Day and July 4th, and he's still going.
Really?
Yep.
15 pounds already. You can't tell.
You have?
Yep.
Oh, good for you.
Well, I look almost as tough as you are now. You're looking good.
That's terrific, man. That's great.
My granddaughter's going to be 7 soon. I want to be around a couple more years so I can get her one-liners, more of those. But
What about the salt, though? You like salt.
Salt is good for you. Now, more medical advice.
Okay.
A lot
Again,
of people
not
can
a doctor.
Have salt,
yeah.
Can have sea salt. It reverses high blood pressure in some cases, but so sue me.
It reverses high blood pressure in some cases. Really, Dr. Carlotto, I didn't realize.
www, find all this stuff out. There's all sorts of good stuff.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Our number is 800-348-2551. We're here with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. And newcomers to the show, Justin and Leah Krushna, who are with the Cheshire Cheese Fest, which happens tomorrow in Cheshire, Massachusetts. What time does it start?
Starts at 11.
And what time will you be there?
Probably 8 in the morning.
It's pretty early. Yeah. So will you have cheese for breakfast, or what do you do?
I usually have cheese with my eggs in the morning.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. And so you're not a vendor. You'll just be walking around and make sure everybody's behaving?
Yeah, last year we worked the ticket booths. You know, it's always a struggle trying to get volunteers, so we worked it. This year we have a little bit of a bigger team, so we're hoping that we can just bounce around, help where needed, but do the overall oversight of the festival.
Do you think that it will be twice as many people this time? Or
definitely.
Yeah, you think so?
I hope so. We invested twice as much this year.
Wow.
We've told everybody we know.
And they were so gracious. That's another reason we like that. When we go to shows, some people don't tell you where to go. They were so nice in the telling us to come and meeting us there in a day. You couldn't ask for nicer people and a nicer show.
One of the problems with a one-day festival is if it rains, that's the only day you got.
Yeah.
So you're going to be very lucky
the
tomorrow.
Best day of the year.
Hopefully. Our number is 800-348-2551. What's this?
That's the map of the vendor layout.
Oh, you got a baseball field there.
We do.
So do a little pickup game?
My wife is a perfectionist. She puts it on CAD.
It's all to scale.
Really?
All to scale?
Totally to scale.
You got a kid's corner. What's in the kid's corner? You got the clown.
We got the clown.
Cheesy the clown, presumably, right?
Big inflatable slide. Bouncy house. We have Mark the DJ. We have events. They do hop sack races and just other kids' activities, hula hoops, and he gives out prizes, and he keeps the kids entertained.
Oh, terrific. All right, well, we have a call here, and someone probably going to take issue with Tony's comments about cholesterol and cheese. So let's let Jeanette have at it. Jeanette and Beckett, you're on.
Okay, well, it's good news for cheese.
Oh, good.
And I was a vegan for nearly 30 years and actually got very sick from that. And very seriously involved in that with my husband, who's a natural health counselor. Mm-hmm. So we both, after him over 30 years, myself close to 30 years of being vegan, introduced cheese and meats and ended up healing problems we developed from eating a vegan diet. And there's a good book called Cholesterol Myths that talks about the value of good cholesterol. Hmm. And puts to bed a lot of the myths about supposed health problems with it. What's that, John?
Hang on. We'll wait.
And, okay. So anyway, that's a good book, Cholesterol Myths. And cheese and various meat products, all naturally raised, raw milk, et cetera. Fabulous. My husband counsels thousands of people. Many who have been vegan develop problems and have been healing themselves with good quality cheese, good quality meat, good quality bone broth. So keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I think life is better with cheese, but that's just my opinion. And Jeanette, thank you for the call. Tony, you want to follow up?
You're right. No sugar, no white bread. Go for the bacon, the cheese, everything.
Tony, you have changed.
The happiness will make you live to be 150.
Tony has changed. It ain't the same. This one came in via email. Any strong cheese? Will there be any cheeses that are strong, such as aged raw milk cheeses, infected or washed rinds? Infected might not be what the word they... Jenny decided to...
Right, so Cricket Creek out of Williamstown does several washed cheese. They actually do a Berkshire bourbon out of Sheffield, and they use their bourbon to wash a cheese. It's like a raw milk
now,
cheese.
Now, what do you mean when you wash a cheese? You're bathing it in bourbon?
I don't know the exact process. I'm not a cheese maker, but they believe Wandering Star, who's also going to be there as a beer distributor, was going to wash a beer cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Because, you know, I bathe in bourbon at least once a week. So we don't know, and I assume infected cheese was a typo here from Jenny, but there will be some aged cheeses there tomorrow. And our number here is 800-348-2551. Gene in Southwick. Gene, you're on.
Hey there.
Hello.
I got a question about cave-aged cheeses.
Cave-aged cheeses.
Yeah, I've noticed that they bring out the purity of whatever cheese you're looking for. If it's supposed to be, I don't know, say, smetty, if, for example. it just has a better, sharper, nuttier taste. If it's supposed to be smooth, it's smoother. Sharp cheeses, it's just something about cave-aged cheeses that are just at the top of the list.
Tony, what would that be?
I went to a barbecue festival in Fleischmann's, New York last year in August. There was a fellow who brought nine-year-age cheddar, had no clue what was going on. There's people lining up before I set up in the morning. There's people waiting for him to show up because he comes once a year with that aged cheese, and within a half an hour, he was sold out.
So really?
Aged cheese.
Nine-year-old cheese.
I got some three-year-old aged cheddar I work with to smoke on that, but I have no clue what it's all about. But I just says, what's all these people earlier talking about the guy coming with the aged cheese? And I said, I couldn't believe it.
Very interesting. Well, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Got to tell you, while the show has been going on, I've been eating some of this kielbasa. Who makes this again?
Mountaintop Country Meats in Savoy.
It's incredible stuff.
Yes.
Really good. You know these people, Tony? No,
somewhat, but I know them better now. That's good stuff.
I mean, the cheese and jalapeno kielbasa is just, it's amazing stuff.
That's good. Are they there tomorrow?
He is there tomorrow, and he also does a mac and cheese. So he's bringing his mac and cheese, and he wanted to do some little food bites for the kids.
Yeah.
So like I said, it's family friendly, so some things for the kids, adults.
What do you mean food bites? I mean,
like little portions for kids.
Oh.
He might have like some toothpicks or little bites for something. He said he was going to do more for the kids this year.
Well, that's nice.
Like mini kielbasas.
Oh, that's great. Well, mac
all
and cheese,
kids love
of course.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, all kids love mac and cheese.
My granddaughter, she lives in that.
What's your favorite mac and cheese recipe?
Don't use that Velveeta. That crap
okay.
is expensive.
All right. What did you
no,
say?
No, I use instead of crap.
Stuff.
Not stuff. That's
okay.
stuff. Expensive.
Thank you, Tony.
What I use instead of Velveeta, you got to have a really sharp cheese, super sharp cheese.
Right.
I've been using Gouda and Munster cheese as my extra filler cheese with
yeah.
the cream on it. So, I'm thinking of making, now that I'm gluten-free, those gluten-free noodles are terrible, but I'm doing zucchini macaroni cheese, zucchini as a pasta. I make pasta out of zucchini and
yeah.
do all sorts of recipes. But I got in the back of my mind, I couldn't get together for tomorrow, but making little zucchini tidbits, but just hitting them with a little bit of heat. Can't kill them and get them juicy, and then bake those with a mac and cheese. That's my next creation that
really?
I wanted to work
on. Do you
on
ever sleep?
Week. No.
No.
Maybe 1 or 2 hours a night.
Do you ever get a nap yourself, Darby?
Yes, I sleep very well.
Do you really?
I do.
Well,
that's
good. You know, Rocco DeFazio is on the show often. He made, the last time he was here, a gluten-free pasta that was outstanding. So
they
sent
some good ones. I'm not. It's not bad, but boy, that what stuff with eggs and gluten in it, that's the best stuff. Used to wake up at 2 in the morning to make butter spaghetti with black truffle salt, and that's when the doctor says, it's a boy and a girl now, you got to slow down.
All right.
But you can make delicious lasagna spaghetti with zucchini noodles.
Mmm.
And,
okay.
cheese, but you don't miss the pasta at all.
Okay, well, I mean,
it's good stuff.
Mac and cheese is really, it's all about the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of cheese tomorrow at the
tomorrow.
Cheshire Cheese
oh,
Fest.
Man, this is the best event ever.
Now, you'll be packing up the car. What will you guys be bringing to
I've
the cheese
I've got probably
fest?
Eight kinds of smoked cheese. I'm going to make a whole wide, they got the cheese cave set up. I got a double spot. I got plans to lay these coolers out with little signs I got to make tonight of smoked cheese to die for.
No, Thomas Jefferson will be cutting the cheese.
Yes, he will.
Will you be there for that,
I'll
or you stand well,
right
well upwind
I'll
of that?
I'll cut mine after he gets through.
All right, fair enough. And people want to find out more about this event tomorrow, Justin?
Yeah, they can check our Facebook page, our website, CheshireCheeseFest.com, or email us at CheshireCheeseFest@gmail.com.
Well, you've listened to the show for a long time.
I have.
In the course of your regular duties during the day. You come back on again? What do you think?
Yeah, I'll come back on again.
Was it horrible?
No, it was 35 years in the making, but I finally made my radio debut. It was pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting. How about you, Leah?
I don't know. I was really nervous.
You better.
You were nervous. You looked more relaxed than he did.
I know.
And you know what? Tyler was the most relaxed of all.
Tyler was the best.
Did you have fun, young man? No. Well, you know, we have that effect on people, believe me. Well, once again, this was a lot of fun, and the website for the Cheshire Cheese Fest is, you're on Facebook, but do you have a website?
Yeah, CheshireCheeseFest.com.
Okay, very good. Tony and Darby, what's the website for Rolling Rock Farm?
RollingRockSalt.com.
What are you coming up with for the next program? You'll be on, I assume,
I'm
in a couple months.
Of Sheffield Historical Society. We're doing a heritage feast on August 25th. We have an 1830 smoke double chamber smokehouse, and we had sort of a trial run last year, so we're going to do it big this year as our main fundraiser.
What's a double smokehouse?
It's a double chamber smokehouse. It's 5 feet by 8 feet, and there's two chambers. And sometimes they use one chamber for storage of your smoked meat, and they locked it too.
Yeah.
But we're going to have all sorts of goodies in that too.
All right, so this is exciting, and you'll be on in August to talk about that.
I think so. I'm working on it now. I should be able to pay for that.
All right, after this event, where are you guys headed?
We're doing the Farmer's Market, West Stockbridge, every Thursday, and I cook there too. Of all sorts of funny creations of things you've never seen in your life.
Will we
and
want to
stuff.
See them?
We got stuff there that
good
you've
stuff.
Never seen in your
okay.
life.
Wow, okay. The end
but
of
make
the
sure everybody gets to the Cheshire Cheese Festival and see our stuff there. Everybody mm-hmm. else's stuff, because it's nothing but pure happiness.
All right.
And I mean, of all the events we do, they put on the nicest event. We're so impressed last year. We're so happy to come back. It's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger because everybody loves cheese.
All right. Well, I'm not happy. No,
even Jesus.
You had to get that in.
I told I get one shot.
All right. That's
I
it.
Didn't do the sex sells bit, though.
Right.
We're
done. Okay. You are done, and we'll see you next time. Support comes from Del Mar Farmers Market, 332 Kenwood Avenue, Del Mar, celebrating 10 years of local and organic farm products, baked goods, fair trade crafts, music, and more, every Saturday from 9 to 1, delmarmarket.org. Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York, cafecapriccio.com. And the Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolting Landing, New York, protecting the land that protects the lake, offering more than 32 miles of trails for hiking, birding, and outdoor exploration. HikeLakeGeorge.org. Thanks again to Tony Carlotto, Darby Weigel, Justin, and Leah Kruzna for joining us today. Thank you for listening and for calling in. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Barb King took your calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff, and that's it for this week on Vox Pop. Don't forget, Monday, Alan will be back in the big chair for a Medical Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the slightly cooler temperatures. Stand by now for news.